We're back here at Giants.com with your Giants.com Bracket Challenge Special. I'm John Schmoke. We're joined by Paul Dottino as we break down the Elite Eight, Round 2 of our Bracket Challenge, and two very different players in this matchup. A flamboyant wide receiver that sets all sorts of records against Killer Carl Banks, the blue-collar linebacker that Paul doled out a lot of punishment in his career as a New York Football Giant. Let's start with Banks first. He's a guy that had one of the best defensive games in Super Bowl history and also played through a lot of real tough injuries.
You know, the thing that I remember about Banks in Super Bowl 21, and you could make an argument that he could have been co-MVP almost with Phil Sims because Phil had the greatest game ever by a quarterback in postseason history. But how about Banks? 14 tackles in that game against the Broncos. I think there were 10 solos. He was part of the phenomenal goal line stand at the end of the first half. Banks was so underrated. Just brutalized tight ends over the course of his career. None of those guys wanted to see number 58 across the line of scrimmage.
And, of course, Carl now a part of our broadcast team on the radio and on TV. So we love Carl, but he's going to have his work cut out for him against Odell Beckham Jr., who you can argue, if you look at the record books, could be the best wide receiver in the NFL if you just look at year one and two stats over the course of NFL history.
He has done things of historic proportions, John. And if it's not just the pure numbers, how about the style and the flair that he's done it with? I mean, the catch that will always be remembered against the Dallas Cowboys, even if he didn't have, you know, almost 3,000 yards receiving over his first two seasons, that catch alone would get him a ton of votes.
And you'll never see as many people lining up pregame to watch him in his pregame routine than you will any other player. So, obviously, very exciting point, Odell Beckham Jr. against a guy like Carl Banks, who one of the best defensive players in Giants history. Place your vote at Giants.com/bracket. Who should advance to the Final Four?